and welcome back to the Sisters in Christ podcast, where we explore God's word and learn how his wisdom shapes our everyday lives. As we continue our walk through the book of Proverbs, today we are diving into Proverbs chapter 12. And this chapter focuses heavily on character, the kind of person we become over time. One of the powerful truths Proverbs teaches is that wisdom is not just about intelligence or knowledge. Wisdom is about character formed through discipline, humility, and a willingness to be corrected. In a culture that often celebrates independence and self-assertion, Proverbs reminds us that wise people are teachable people. They are willing to grow, willing to listen, and willing to be shaped by God's truth. Proverbs 12 also contrasts the stability of the righteous with the instability of the wicked. It reminds us that when life is built on righteousness, honesty, and diligence, it creates a foundation that can withstand storms. It's that time now to get your coffee, your tea, your water, whatever your favorite drink, and join Tamara, Vanessa, and I as we explore what Proverbs teaches about the inner qualities that produce a wise and steady life. Welcome again, Tamara and Vanessa.
Thanks, Pam. Glad to be here.
It's good to be here.
Awesome. So we are on Proverbs chapter 12. And the theme for this episode is the character of a wise person. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 1 reads, "Whoever loves discipline loves knowledge, but whoever hates correction is stupid." Now, I think about it, right? And growing up as a child, I didn't like discipline. Don't try that. That was not something that I embrace. I did not embrace discipline, but God's word is teaching us. As an adult, I learn and I grow and I realize that discipline is a good thing. Mm-hmm. So let's start out by discussing, Tamara and Vanessa, why the ability to accept correction is such an important mark of wisdom.
Well, Proverbs is not merely giving advice, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. It is revealing the moral order God has established in his word. Mm-hmm. So to reject wisdom is unwise, and it's a resistance to the revealed will of God. So the reality is, when we accept correction, we are yielding ourselves to the will of God concerning a matter. His standard, his mark of excellence. Mm-hmm. That is what I believe mm-hmm. that means.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, growth requires discomfort. When we think about us as children growing up, what we are today was not what we were 20, 30, 40 years ago. And as we grow, we are corrected. When we're in mm-hmm. school, you have a test, you don't get it right. You have to learn, what did I do wrong in order to get a better grades? As we grow as into young, the young women that we are today, there along the lines, you had to be corrected, mm-hmm. right? So, you know, no one improves without correction. It's very important to be corrected. I mean, if you're going to grow. And that is the case with whether it's finances, whether it's our relationships, whether it's our faith, mm-hmm. you know, being open to discipline is what take those mistakes and turn them into progress.
Mm-hmm. I agree that discipline is necessary and it's required for growth. Oftentimes, we don't like to be disciplined. No one likes to get a spanking, a beating, or told you're wrong. But that's how we learn. That's how we recognize what God's standards are. And that's how we can improve and come up higher. And what I like to think about is, am I going to be a better me tomorrow because I've learned from my mistakes today? Or will I continue down this road that is leading to destruction because I didn't want to repent or acknowledge that I needed discipline?
Mm-hmm. And it seems weird, but, you know, correction also protects our future.
It does.
Right? Mm-hmm. If you are doing something that you think is okay, but it's not, then you don't change. You continue to do it. I remember my first job after I graduated university, the very first job that I had, it was like maybe 4 or 5 months into that job. I caught the bus to work. And this morning it rained, and it rained hard. And you know, most behaviors, including myself, like, we don't really get raincoats and umbrellas, right? And a rain could keep you away from lots of functions.
Oh, yeah.
And so, you know, I waited. I stayed home and waited until the rain subsided before I went out to work. So I arrived to work about 9:30, a little after that. And I was supposed to be to work at 9 o'clock. And when I got to work, I sat at my desk, started my workday. So my supervisor called and she said, "Hi, Pam, you're late." So I said, "Yeah, it rained." So she said, "Well, no, that's not an excuse to be late." She corrected me. Mm-hmm. I wasn't upset. I accepted it because that was my first job. I never had a situation where the rain stopped me from showing up where I was supposed to be. And so that was a precious correction to me because I never did it again. Mm-hmm. And I always remember that. And that was like way back then. I always remember that, that once I have a commitment, I have to honor it. And the rain is no excuse for me to be late. So I think correction is so important because it protects us. If you're doing something that you're not supposed to do, but you're corrected, that means you have a chance to make it right. And like we talked about in our last episode, is that, you know, correction is important because it steers you clear from those areas that will cause problems mm-hmm. in your life.
Yeah, I like what the scripture says in Hebrews 12, 4 through 11. The Lord gives a great outline mm-hmm. for discipline. He says, "In your struggle against sin, you have not yet resisted to the point of shedding your blood. Mm-hmm. And have you completely forgotten it? This word of encouragement that addresses you as a father addresses his son. It says, 'My son, do not make light of the Lord's discipline mm-hmm. and do not lose heart when he rebukes you, because the Lord disciplines the one he loves and he chastens everyone he accepts as his son. Endure hardship as discipline. God is treating you as his children. For what children are not disciplined by their father? If you are not disciplined, and everyone mm-hmm. undergoes discipline, mm-hmm. then you are not legitimate, mm-hmm. not true sons and daughters at all. Moreover, we have all had human fathers who disciplined us, and we respected them for it. How much more should we submit to the Father of spirits and live? They disciplined us for a little while as they thought best, but God disciplines us for our good mm-hmm. in order that we may share in his holiness. No discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it." Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it tells me when God is disciplining me, I need to persevere under right. it. Mm-hmm. I need to understand, hey, Lord, help me to persevere. Help mm-hmm. me to endure it. Mm-hmm. Because on the other side of this, mm-hmm. I am going to show forth your righteousness. I'm going to have your peace. And I'm going to see the good that will come out of mm-hmm. this discipline. Yep.
And along with what Tamara was saying, you know, God has a standard mm-hmm. and his standard is holiness. Mm-hmm. And we can't ever reach that standard of holiness unless we learn step by step, bit by bit, correction by correction, how to come up higher into the things of God. If we continue to do the small sins or the little things that we think we can get away with, we will never reach that level where God expects us to be in terms of living a life that is pleasing to Him.
Mm-hmm. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 3 says, "No one can be established through wickedness, but the righteous cannot be uprooted." That's an encouraging scripture. I know the journey of that is not easy. You go into mm-hmm. life and you feel like you're doing what the best you know, according to what God wants you to do. But you look around and other people seem to be getting ahead, and you know, it can be tempting for some people. What does Proverbs teach Tamara and Vanessa about the difference between temporary success and the lasting stability?
Well, when we see people get ahead quickly or achieve certain things in a short space of time, and sometimes by illegal means, we have to remember that that is only but for a moment or for a short space of time. Lasting stability comes with us being able to do things with integrity and uprightness. Those things will last. Those things are stable. But like someone say, a flash in the pan. Mm-hmm. When you do something and you get quick results, mm-hmm. that is instant, mm-hmm. but it's by illegal means, it never lasts.
No. Mm-hmm.
It's like a house that is built on the sand. Mm-hmm. It crumbles and it falls with just a little bit of wind.
Mm-hmm. But it looks pretty out there, but not sturdy.
No, exactly. No, and so the foundation that lasts are those things that are built on things that are true, things that are wholesome, things that are worthy of commendation. So I would like just to say that being dishonest or unethical, these type of things, they will never last.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it's a blessed assurance. The scripture says, no one can be established through wickedness.
No one.
It looks like people are getting ahead. And I think it's important for us, even as believers. You know, the Bible says, do not be envious when you see the wicked prosper. I don't think we should dwell on that. I don't think we should walk around sulking, oh, woe is me. You know, I'm doing what I'm supposed to do, and this person appears not to be doing, and they're getting here. The Bible said, do not be envious. You don't focus on that person. You focus on your relationship with God. And I said this before, I think the reason why these scriptures are so important, right, is because sometimes we can get discouraged or we can get tempted. And so what ends up happening is someone who loves the Lord and feels as if they're not getting ahead may be tempted to do what other people are doing to get ahead. But God is saying to us through His word that that person may appear to be getting ahead by doing the wrong thing, but they will not be established. But the righteous cannot be uprooted.
Mm-hmm.
And that's important for us.
Yes, Psalm 1, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, or standeth in the way of sinners, mm-hmm. or sitteth in the seat of the scornful. For his delight is in the law
of the Lord.
And mm-hmm. in that law he meditates
day and night.
And he's a tree planted by the rivers of water. Mm-hmm. He's bearing his fruit in his season. His leaf is not withering. And whatsoever he does prosper. Mm-hmm. But it's not so with the wicked.
Mm-hmm.
So that is a clear sign that the Lord works on behalf of the righteous and establishes him.
Mm-hmm.
But the wicked have their end.
Mm-hmm.
Temporary success gained through unrighteous means, it means it's not true success.
Yeah.
You know, you're opposing God.
Mm-hmm.
You're saying, I'm going to do it my way.
The Bible says the wicked will not be established.
Mm-hmm.
But as a righteous person, it doesn't matter how difficult it may seem, it doesn't matter how much you feel you may be overlooked. You just trust in God because he said you will not be uprooted. we're traveling down through the book of Proverbs, chapter 12. And when we look at Proverbs chapter 12, verse 18, the words of the reckless pierce like swords. I know this is a wonderful one for us ladies. In here. But the tongue of the wise bring healing. God's word is saying, ladies, that our words, our reckless words, pierce like a sword. Mm-hmm. But the tongue of the wise brings healing. Mm-hmm. Why do wise people learn to use their words carefully?
Pam, words reveal the condition of the heart before a holy God. Careless speech is not merely a social issue. Mm-hmm. It's a heart issue. Mm-hmm. It's a spiritual issue. Mm-hmm. It's what's going on within us. Mm-hmm. You know, not what goes in that defiles us.
What comes out.
What comes out. Mm-hmm. And Matthew 12, 36 through and 37 says, I tell you, on the day of judgment, people will account for every careless word they speak. Mm-hmm. For by your words, you will be justified, and by your words, you will be condemned. That is a serious statement. Mm-hmm. And it's a warning that we should take very, very seriously. Mm-hmm. That don't just open your mouth and say whatever come to your mind.
Careless. Mm-hmm.
It's careless. Mm-hmm. And the Lord is saying, that same word you spoke carelessly, mm-hmm. you're going to have to give an account for. Even over our children. Mm-hmm. You know, you hear the stories. You just like, you know, good pa, you this, you that. Stop it. Mm-hmm. Stop speaking those negative things over your children. And if it ain't yours, if you're in the classroom or wherever, keep it to yourself. If you can't speak life over these children, encourage their hearts. And we spoke about, you know, when we were children, if we look back, we are not the same person we were. Discipline puts some things in order. You can correct a child without wounding his soul. Mm-hmm. Many of us and many adults, when we think back, we could think about a teacher, a parent, an aunt, an uncle, mm-hmm. or somebody who said something negative in us and it planted a seed in our hearts. Until you grow up with this feeling of rejection mm-hmm. or I am not worthy, until the Lord's words come into your heart and heal those places. And then you understand my confidence is in him. In him, I can do all things. And that's why saying the word of God to yourself and speaking it over your children is so important. His words, they are the one that brings healing. They are wise words. And what we say should be what he says as believers. Mm-hmm. We're not saying what we hear on TikTok, young people. We're not saying what we hear on social media. We're saying what the word of God says. And we're believing what the word of God says. I am so tired of these social media influences, Christian social media influences, mm-hmm. having more impact on the life of our young, especially the Generation Z.
Than the word of God.
Than the word of mm-hmm. God. It's, don't come and tell me what this influencer say. I say, now show it to me in the scripture. Say where God said in his word. Mm-hmm. And this is what is happening. The speech, the counsel, the things that are the worldview, it's influencing our young people so much. Mm-hmm. It's clouding out the word of God.
Yeah.
Because what they believe, what they see on the internet, it must be true. It's not everything that is said on that platform, those platforms are true. Mm-hmm. If they don't align with the word of God. The word of God is truth. Mm-hmm. And that is what should be coming out. So when you're thinking about who you're following on these platforms, ensure that they are speaking the word of God so you can speak the word of God and you can be aligned with it. So words, we are morally accountable to God for them. And they are not neutral. They carry weight.
Yes.
They either reflect righteousness or sin. And once we speak them, they carry real consequences.
The word of God says we ought to be slow to speak, quick to hear. And in our Bahamian culture, we are so quick to rebut. Mm-hmm. When somebody says something to us, mm-hmm. we don't stop and listen and take it in and then take our time to respond. Mm-hmm. We let them have it right off the tip of our tongue. Mm-hmm. And that is something, like you said, you're going to give an account for mm-hmm. that. But that is something that we have to be careful, because our words, like it says, can be piercings mm-hmm. like a sword. Oh, wow. Our words can hurt, and it can hurt deeply. And we have to remember that the Bible admonishes us. We should be speaking things that are true, that are lovely, that are of good report. These are the things that we should be doing when we speak to others or mm-hmm. about others, you know. As Christians, sometimes we don't recognize how important it is that our words bring encouragement mm-hmm.
as healing.
Healing to others. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, you said, it's interesting, you said, you know, we think to rebut quickly. Normally, that's our culture. And I think that's because we think that's strength. Mm-hmm. If you say something to me, particularly if it's not something that is nice, strength is I react with the same force, right? But wisdom is silence. Mm. And thinking about your response before you say what you have to say.
Exactly.
That is seen as weakness.
I find that there are two laws working in us mm-hmm. because when we are corrected, sometimes we want to withstand that. Mm-hmm. I mean, you could feel it right within your heart. You want to resist that. Mm-hmm. But the Holy Spirit helps you to process what was said and to apply it to you. You know you better than anyone else. Mm-hmm. And you know when you're out of line to God's word, because the Holy Spirit brings the word to you to mm-hmm. show you where you were out of line once you yield to him and pray it through. Mm-hmm. And so it's important for us as believers to say, Lord, what is this person saying to me? So often offense is taken when we're being corrected. Mm-hmm. We think someone is trying to hurt us or they don't like me or they have this against me. And when you really think about it, that was God using them to correct you. Mm-hmm. And you holding offense against them? No, take it to the Lord in prayer. Yeah.
And you know what, Tamara? Tune.
Tune is important.
It's very important. Tune is very important, like you mentioned about correcting. Yeah, but you don't try to correct someone to embarrass them.
No.
Because you're just as bad as the person who speaks recklessly. You know, growing up, my dad used to tell me this, and I never accepted it. not verbally, but in my mind. I never accepted. He used to say to me, Pam, it's not what you say, but how you say it. Mm-hmm. I was thinking in my mind, no, it ain't how I say it. It's because I said it. That's what it was. I never told him mm-hmm. that, because my dad was the type. He said what he wanted to say, when he wanted to say, how he wanted to say. So I got that from him. My mom, on the other hand, was reserved.
Okay.
And she was very deliberate with her words if she did say it mm-hmm. at all. Right. So I find that as a little girl growing up, I was more like my dad. And as I grew up and got closer to God, I'm more like my mom. Yeah. I still let her shoot off sometimes. But for the most part, I am learning. I am learning to, you know, be careful. But as much as what you say is important, mm-hmm. how you say it mm-hmm. is also important. You don't want to say it to hurt, to harm, or to wound. You want to say it to heal or to encourage. And sometimes that requires that if you're truly doing it in love, you pull someone aside. And the Bible said a wise person will accept your counsel. But then if you go in public and trying to correct someone, then that's not going to be well received.
You're wounding.
Yeah, you're doing it to wound. So as we wrap up, Tamara and Vanessa, Proverbs chapter 12, verse 24 reads, diligent hands will rule, but laziness ends in forced labor. How, Tamara and Vanessa, does a consistent effort and responsibility shape the long-term direction of a person's life?
I think consistency and diligence in anything you do, whether you're a child, whether you're an adult, once you learn the importance of working and being honest in your work, in your labor, doing a good job, at no matter what it is you do, you will be blessed by it. I normally tell my kids when they were growing up, and one day I told them to clean the bathroom or something, I said to them, don't give me no bum job. Do it right the first time. Do it well, you know, and consistent effort, doing things right and doing it well at all times, that will prove to be something that you will be proud of later, and not only proud of, but it will make you a better person for it. Mm-hmm. Because if you learn how to do something sloppily, you do something sloppily as a kid and you grow up, then as an adult, you will be a sloppy person. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You see? And so it's important to be consistent and diligent in all that you do at all times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. Diligence is not merely about productivity. It is about faithfulness. Mm-hmm. Faithfulness before God. And Luke 16:10 says, one who is faithful in a very little is also faithful in much. And one who is dishonest in very little is dishonest in much. Mm-hmm. So it demonstrates stewardship of what God has entrusted us with. And if it's done faithfully and it's a daily effort, it is never wasted. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we feel unseen. We're doing this little task and we're diligent with it. But it is used by God to accomplish his purposes. Mm-hmm. You know, we all have ambition and we all want to accomplish goals. And that is good. But obedience is better than ambition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know? I feel that, you know, that small, faithful, daily effort, mm-hmm. it will pay off. Showing up, doing the work, it adds up in the end. And whenever I'm discouraged sometimes that I'm doing something and I feel like I'm not going anywhere, I always remember that scripture. And I said, Lord, help me not to get weary.
Doing well.
So I just want to encourage you, keep at it. Don't mm-hmm. give up, because down the road, it's going to have a compounding effect. Mm-hmm. And you will see progress and opportunity because you are faithful in doing the little things. Tamara, could you close us up in prayer, please?
Let us pray. Father, we thank you for the truth and wisdom of your word, which reveals not only how we should live, but who we truly are before you. Lord, we confess that apart from your grace, we are prone to resist correction, to speak carelessly, and to walk in our own understanding. But we ask that by your Spirit, you would humble our hearts and make us teachable. People who love truth more than comfort and righteousness more than ease. Shape our hearts, Lord, from the inside out. Let our words be governed by wisdom and used as instruments of your grace. Let our lives be marked by integrity, stability, and obedience to your will. And may all that we say and do reflect the transforming power of your Holy Spirit in our lives, walking with you. We ask this in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Tamara and Vanessa, and thank you to our listening audience for tuning in. Until next time, continue to trust in God.